What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Friday snack edition of Schnit Talk, a Barstool Sports podcast presented by Honey. We love Honey. Go to joinhoney.com/Ellie and get Honey for free today. Okay. You guys, so here's what's happening. I'm bankrupt.
Moving today.
Yes, I'm moving today. Like, I am literally have a moving company. They, like, don't speak. They're all, like, Serbian. And the guy keeps yelling at me on the phone, and I'm very stressed because I don't know what certificate of insurance really means, and no one really knows what it is, and I'm confused. I've thrown out, like, half of my belongings, but I'm going to have a door and a closet, and it's going to be fucking sick. I'm really excited, though I am under the poverty line until the 15th, so, like... Please, like, Venmo Ellie-Schnitt, please help a girl out.
Literally poor.
Like, you don't understand. Like, I have, like, 13 cents in my bank account. Like, I spent every penny that I own on moving into this stupid apartment. I'm never moving. Like, I might have to live here until the day that I die. Like, even if I get married, like, guess what?
Moving is so
We're living in this
expensive.
Apartment.
Like, it's so expensive.
It is crazy how expensive it is. So, in honor of that.
So you're still thinking of me, just like I know you should. I cannot give you everything, you know I wish I could. I'm so high at the moment, I'm so caught up in this. Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, broke, high school kid. Yeah.
Can't go out for like 2 weeks because unless people are like funding me, I can't. Like, I don't think I've ever since college been this like, I have no money. Like, I don't know what to do.
It's so scary.
It's scary.
Start packing your own lunch. Packing a lunch and bringing flasks.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
So poor.
That's like the poorest thing I've ever heard.
That's really poor, like, bringing a sandwich to work.
Like bringing a PB&J. I used to do that in college.
Yeah.
PB&J, some grapes, and some goldfish.
Poor.
That's the poorest lunch
I've
ever had.
No, the poorest you could do is just eat a snack out of the kitchen. That's what I do sometimes when I'm feeling really poor. I'll just eat Cheetos, a bag of Cheetos for lunch.
I'll have a bowl of cereal or some of the oatmeal that's here. It's fine. I mean, it's a very temporary situation. I just like don't remember what it was like to have this... Like,
little money.
I like feel bad. Like, I can't imagine college me now, but like my parents paid for things in college. Like, I had my debit card. I didn't buy a lot of shit because it wasn't my money, but like, you know, my parents, I didn't worry about it, but I didn't have money. And I haven't been like this in so long. I literally have to call my dad in like 20 minutes and be like, can you please give me like $500?
Like, please.
Because I can't eat if you don't. Next week will be, well, let's see. Not next Friday, but the Tuesday following that is the next time.
That's the light.
That's going to be when I'm going to be like, okay, not great, but like able to eat. All right. That's my life update. Second thing we wanted to talk about is we both applied for credit cards this weekend and got full denied.
Full denied.
Which one did you apply for?
I applied for two. I applied for Capital One.
You have to be careful. Because if you apply for too many at once, it makes your
it wasn't
credit bad.
Like but I don't have credit.
I know.
That's why they declined me. But I'm like, how am I supposed to get credit?
It's like the jobs that are like, you need 5 years of experience, but like, you can't get experience.
How am I going to get experience if you don't give me the fucking job?
How the fuck are you supposed to build credit if you can't get a credit card unless you have credit, but we don't have credit because we haven't built credit because we don't have a credit card?
Like, how do you expect me to get credit? Someone tell us.
Someone please explain. Like, I needed it because I was like, oh, I can just get a credit card and then I'll buy groceries on that and I'll pay it back at the end of the month because I'll have money.
Mm-hmm.
But I got denied, so I'm on... food stamps. Like, I can't eat.
How do you get approved?
I mean, I have a credit card,
but it's not in my name, but it's my money.
My dad made me check my credit the other day because you could do it for free with like Bank of America or something.
What is it?
You guys, it's not.
Wait,
good.
Why though?
Because I don't have any credit. Like,
okay, but how could
they
start you bad?
Because they're
like,
mean.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you expect me to get off the ground? You didn't even give me a chance.
Like, please, I promise. I like look at my paychecks. Like, I'm okay.
Yeah, like I'll pay you back.
I can literally pay this off. It's a fucking $200 limit. I think I can afford that. Like, I'm okay. Please just give me the fucking credit card. Like,
what am I supposed to do?
I need to buy groceries.
I'm hungry.
I'm so hungry, Bank of America. Please help me. I hate being young sometimes. Like, it's funny. The people we work with are not adults. Like, they're full not adults, but they're more adults than we are.
In terms of age.
Right. They're like, we're adult juniors, mm-hmm. but they're like also adult juniors. Like, dude, yesterday I was trying to figure out the moving stuff and I was looking around the office and I was like, I need adult supervision. Like, I need somebody to tell me what to do with this moving company. I don't know what's going on. And I'm looking around the room and I'm like, there is not one person that we work with on this floor that I can actually ask a grown-up question to and they'll help me and know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. We're all children. It's horrifying. Like, honestly, I would say me and Alana are somehow more mature than mm-hmm. most of the people we work with who are older than us.
The youngest people here.
We were in a meeting today, and honestly, like,
we were the ones pulling Lorraine's
keeping
back
it
in.
Together, like, actually talking business. Really not doing it for me.
I'm sorry if there's, like, sick noises in the mic.
Alana is on her deathbed. Yeah. I'm like, you have to stay away from me.
I know.
Because if I got sick while I'm also moving, I would just die. I think I would hire a hitman
to take
me out.
That's fucking hell.
Anyways, these are some silly, honestly, these are very silly DMs this week. But this girl wrote in and she said, what is your favorite movie to put on with a boy when you full well know you are not going to be watching it? So first of all, I love this question because I think that's so funny. Like, we all know. I mean, actually, you guys, I'm like in the process of re-virginizing right now. I'm swearing off sex for like probably another week, but like until I'm ready. I think we all have been there, of that sort of like, you're asking me to watch a movie, but we both know we're not gonna watch
the
movie.
What's the point?
So you can't pick a movie that's too good because mm-mm. then you kind of feel guilty. Like, one time a guy put on National Treasure and he started making out with me and I was like, hey, I'm sorry, could we
just
actually watch National Treasure? Because I really like National Treasure.
Good movie.
I made a guy watch The Greatest Showman the other week, and I literally was like, you have to sit over there because we're watching this. This movie is really mm-hmm. important to me, and it's really good, and you're not going to sully it with your penis. Like, mm-hmm. we're going to watch this movie, so we watched the whole movie. But I feel like a good one is, like, The Wolf of Wall Street. That was my go-to in college.
That's a good one.
Because it's sort of like, you know, it's a sexy movie. It's like kind of like, ooh, this is fun. And then it makes you kind of seem like a bro. It's like, let's like watch The Wolf of Wall Street. Like, that was always my go-to.
I feel like good old movies everyone's seen, like Superbad.
Movies you've seen and you don't care about.
You don't care about them.
Or movies that, like, whatever, you can like watch at any time that don't require full attention.
Documentary.
Oh, documentary is great. Except sometimes I get too absorbed. I invited a guy over to watch a documentary once about meth or something. Like, it was one of those like mm-hmm. scary like drug documentaries, and we both ended up getting really engrossed in it. Like, we like honestly we turned it on and we're like, we're not watching this. Like, we're, you know what I mean, we're like,
yeah
let me just turn it on, so we have like background noise or whatever. And we got like all cuddled up in position and I was like, okay, 10 minutes and then we can like get this thing going. And we got so absorbed in the meth documentary.
It's like 2.5 hours later,
literally,
like, exhausted.
We looked at each other, I was like, do you want to sleep over? And then we just slept. It like ruined everything. The meth documentary, would not recommend. So it has to be maybe a nature documentary.
No, I was going to say Planet Earth is a
Planet
go-to.
David Attenborough's voice,
I mean, it's like,
soothing.
It's like interesting, but come on, like, I'm over this. Get it.
Well, what's your opinion on like a horror movie? Like, oh, let me just be scared and jump in your arms.
I love watching horror movies, but I wouldn't watch that. I would like watch it with my boyfriend. Not,
right.
Like, it's not sexy.
You don't want to. No, it's not sexy. Unless it's something that is like a sexy, scary movie. But there's not very many of those.
No.
I wouldn't. I mean,
it's either
got to
be super
movie,
boring, or like, I think sometimes it makes me uncomfortable when there's like a hookup scene.
Me too, because I'm like,
should we be doing that? Are we? Or is this our cue? I know, like, you
that's
like
part
are
of
watching
Wolf of Wall Street too. There's a lot of like sex in Wolf of Wall Street, like the part where Margot Robbie like puts her leg up and stuff, and I'm just like, I am not that hot. I will never be that hot. And it's like, are you comparing my body right now to hers? Because that's not fair, you know? Like, yeah. She's full naked. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't look like that.
The sex scenes can be like uncomfortable.
That's true. Maybe like pick something not like a kids movie, because like I couldn't hook up with Moana in the background. Like, that would make me so uncomfortable. I love that movie, but I'm like, The Rock shouldn't see me that way. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't want that. So maybe not like that kind of movie. It has to be something silly. I mean, sometimes a TV show, if you start a series together, can be kind of cute.
Yeah.
Me and this guy I was seeing a little bit before I was a senior, we started Shameless together. Of course, now I've never finished Shameless.
That's a commitment, though. If you're going to watch a TV show with someone, you better be.
Yeah, we thought that it was going to be something. I think we both thought. Yeah. And then it just fizzled because he was the most boring person mm-hmm. in the entire world. I mean, great guy, honestly. Him and his girlfriend are like the two most boring people in the whole world, and they're so happy together. And I like their pictures.
I like that.
Because I'm like, you guys are so cute. I was clearly not the choice for you if that's your type. Mm-hmm. But like, okay.
This guy and I would watch. Our show was American Horror Story when it was out, though. So it was like, all right, so every Wednesday
whatever it is,
we'll hang out and watch it. I thought that was kind of a good little built-in hangout thing.
Oh, I like that. And I like American Horror Story for it because it's like sexy. It's scary.
There's some kind of sex appeal.
It's a little like, ooh. There's always like weird sex scenes that you're like, oh, yeah. Wouldn't do. It's not like the kind of sex that you're like, should I be doing that?
I hate that. It's the kind of sex. So stressful. Like when
it's
they're
just like, oh, God. Oh, my God. I can't do that. But when it's the kind of sex that it's like, oh, they're like pissing on each other, like, I'm okay, like, you know what I mean? Or like twist, like someone's being eaten while they're fucking, like, we're not gonna do that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's why I appreciate
the first
it.
Time you go over a guy's house and you're watching a movie and there's a sex scene,
it's
and
like
you
guys, watching like, haven't it with had, your parents
had sex. Yeah, it's literally like watching it with your
it's
parents,
like, oh God, you can't look at them. You're like, am I supposed to be like touching you
you're
right
kind
now?
Of like grab your phone, like, I don't even know what's going on.
Like, sex, what's that? Like, I don't know what's happening. Oh my God, it's so uncomfortable because you don't know if you're supposed to like look at them and be like, ooh, this is hot.
Yeah, this
or like, I don't know.
It's not. It's like, it's probably like, not. It's like PG-13, like making out.
And you're just like, oh, I can't look at them.
It's literally the modern like sex scene with your parents. It's it, like with your
watching
hookup.
It the first time before you've ever, even if you have hooked up.
Yeah, no,
like we were watching, me and this guy, we were watching Wolf of Wall Street the other day, and we're literally butt naked on the couch. We'd already hooked up once. Mm-hmm. And there have, it's the scene where like they have sex on the money, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I'm just like sitting there, and I was just like,
can't move, like paralyzed.
Literally, I was like, oh my God, if I breathe, will he look at me? Like, I was so uncomfortable. Like, I didn't know what to do. I was like, he literally has already been inside of me tonight, and yet I can't look at him while these people are having sex. It's so funny.
Why is that a thing?
I was like, we literally just like, had sex on the balcony, but I can't look at you when
you're
other
still,
people
are like, in me. There's still shit inside of
literally,
me.
Literally, like, you're just inches away from me with your dick out, but I can't look
but
at
I
you.
But I can't look at you right
because
now.
Other people
are having sex.
So immature.
It's so immature.
But it's, I don't know what it is. I think everyone
with like a new hookup, it's awkward.
It's so
it's like,
awkward.
Okay, I'm here to have sex with you. Should we just, should
this,
that,
is this
is
our
this
cue?
Our cue?
Like, is this the part, okay, because it's like, I don't know if I'm ready yet to hook up. It's always like too soon.
It's too soon
or,
in the night.
Or it's been too long and no one's made a move. And of course the sex scene comes on at the part where you're both thinking like,
wait,
gonna
we
hook up?
Sex,
and then all of a sudden they're fucking on the screen and you're like, oh my God. Oh my God.
What are they doing?
And like, maybe like his arm is on you and like he's been doing like the thumb thing, but during that it completely stops. You're just like,
you could feel it coming in the scene, like, you
and you're
know,
like, oh,
you
no.
start sweating and you're like, please don't
something, please interrupt this, I can't watch it. Even if you've already seen it, you're like, maybe this time they won't have sex.
It's an alternate ending, they don't have sex in the end.
It's like the PG cut of the film. Why is it so uncomfortable? It
I don't know.
No sense. It
I
makes
don't
no
know.
Sense.
It's only with like a new hookup too.
Oh my God. No, I'd been hooking up with this guy for like 2 months and I was like, I can't look at you right now. I literally can't do it. So awkward. Like if it's your boyfriend, I think it's different. But like, Oh my God, it's all so fucking awkward. I think it's so funny that we're all just like out here fucking and no one like thinks that. It's like I know that you have sex, you know that I have sex, but it's like when you really think about it, it's like, oh, she's getting railed, like that's happening, like that's so weird.
Yeah, you never know what it's like
for somebody else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's something that always like kind of freaked me out, like in college and stuff, because obviously like I wasn't experienced before. Mm-hmm. College, so then I was like, am I doing this right? Like, am I literally doing that? Like, I wish I could watch one of not. I don't want to watch one of my friends have sex, but like, I also like.
I'm curious
to see if yeah, I'm doing it right.
No, totally.
And also, like, even like with like noises and stuff, and I'm like, am I making too much noise? Not enough noise? Do I sound weird? How am I supposed to be? What am I doing here? Like, I get really like concerned.
What is this right now? Are you having like just a one long Freudian slip about like your anxiety with sex?
I have real like sex anxiety. Like when I'm doing it, I'm fine, but like before, I'm always like, do I even know how to fuck? Oh my God, my friend, when we were like 19, we were talking about blowjobs because of the whole rumor that like with the face, somebody came on my face basically, and then everyone talked about it.
Oh, okay.
And we were all just like talking about blowjobs because it's funny, and this this girl I was friends with, I'm not friends with her anymore, so I don't feel bad saying this, but she was like talking about, we were talking about like, they're like, well, Ellie, like, what are you, like, what's your, why are you like good at it? Like, what's the technique? I was like, well, it's like really like easy, like whatever. And I was like, well, everyone like get your finger, like we were doing like a joke. And I was like, all right, get in formation. And we all did like what you do. And this girl straight up goes like this, like over her teeth, like, but not in like a good way, like a grandma, like a gummy.
Oh, she was yeah, covering like her that.
like that, and we all just were like,
isn't that so embarrassing?
And she was like, oh my God, like what? And I was like, no. What are you doing? And she's like, I don't know, that's what I've always done. I'm like, no one's ever told you not to do that. Don't do that.
Oh my God.
It was so, and we were like old enough. Like,
how many things do you think you do that are not
wrong? I really worry about it, because like that was a moment for me where I was like, I only know that because like, you know, someone told me mm-hmm. before I ever gave head to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, what if you'd just been doing it that way since you were like 15 and you never knew that you weren't supposed to do it like that? Or like, I don't know. I just feel like there's something that I definitely do something wrong. Like, there's no shot that I don't do something wrong.
Just tell me.
Just please, like, if you've had sex with me and you're listening to this right now, can you just be like, yeah, every time you're on top, you do this and you're not supposed to do that.
Is this the most immature episode ever? I feel like we're 15 years old.
But you know what's so funny? It's like, do you ever notice that stand-up comedians always talk about how they're bad at sex?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one ever makes jokes about being good at sex, because I think we all secretly deep down believe that we're,
that
like,
we're good
bad.
At, oh, that we're bad or good?
I think that we're all like, I'm fine. But I think there's part of us that's always like, I'm probably not good at sex, though. Like, there's probably something I'm doing. No one makes jokes like, and I just fucking went in on that. You know what I mean? Like, no one makes those jokes. Everyone's always like, people just make jokes about being bad at sex, because I think secretly no one's like that good at sex. Like, we're all just kind of like,
My friend this summer, at the end of the summer, he's like, you know, after this summer and like talking to you guys constantly about sex and stuff, he's like, I think I'm bad at sex.
This is my thing. It's like every time I hear someone else talk about it, I'm like,
what are you talking about though? Like wait.
What am I doing wrong? Like, I don't know. I just think it's really funny. Like, you live and you learn. I feel like maybe when you're like 50, you're like, I got this. But I feel like when you're young, especially if you're in college and you're having sex, like, you just don't know how to have sex in college. No one does. So you think that that's sex. And then you go out into the real world and somebody's like really mm-hmm. giving it to you.
You need to be in like a relationship, I think.
Just to like,
especially
learn.
Guys. I don't know how the fuck guys can figure it out unless they have a girlfriend.
Or at least a consistent hookup for a long enough time that they can tell you things.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what I'm saying. This is my fear, is that I'm just terrible because I don't have consistent. The longest is like 3 months for me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I'm probably awful. Like, I don't. I have a fear, you guys.
Do I suck at sex?
Like, there's been, you know, I don't know. In my head, I'm like, okay. There's been repeats of, like, every guy I've ever had sex with, so it can't be bad, right? But then it's like, maybe guys just like sex, and maybe it's not me. And it's, like, very upsetting inside of my own brain. There's, like, no way that I'm good at being on top. There's legitimately no way.
Are you okay?
No. Like, I just know that I'm not. Like, I'm fine. It's serviceable. It'll happen. It's fine. It works. But, like, I know that there's girls out there that are doing crazy shit up there. And I just can't compete with that, you know? I don't have any leg muscles. I do my best, okay?
Are you complaining to me?
Yes. About my sex life. Also, if a guy has a really big dick, I can't be on top. It hurts too much.
I agree.
And then I feel bad. I'm like, I'm trying, but this is really uncomfortable for me.
I agree.
Let me know if you guys also think you're bad at sex. I just have a secret intuition. Like, I know there are things I'm good at, but I know there are things I'm bad at. Come on, you know? Am I wrong? There has to be something that you're like, that, I'm not doing that right.
I'm trying to think.
I objectively think if I was asked to give a hand job, I couldn't do it. It's been, I just can't. I can't.
No, my concern is more, well, because I had a boyfriend for so long. So I was like, I'm the best ever with him.
Because you know what he likes.
Now I'm not sure if it's like the same rules apply.
For
like,
everyone. No, yeah. It's like everyone has a secret worry that they're doing it wrong. Right, because like what works for one guy might not work for another guy.
Yeah.
It's like when guys always try to do the same shit because they think that they know what they're doing. And you're like, what is happening? What are you doing?
What are you touching?
What is that? What do you think that is? I don't know who told you that that was my...
That's my urethra.
That's literally my urethra. Stop it. Stop doing that.
Hey, stop it.
Hey there, buddy.
Hey, stop it. No, I think that happens more when people are going down on you.
Oh, my God. You're like, what?
What are you doing?
And, of course, everyone has, like, specific things that they like for sure. But, like, it's like, and then you almost feel bad because you're like, I don't want to, like,
I hate when, ruin like, your they confidence. They do something and you think they think that they're you're doing. Like, and you're like, whoa, what are you fucking doing? Stop
Who
that.
Who told you to do that? Don't do that. Or you're doing it or it's happening and you're like, is anything happening down there? Like, it's not enough. You're like, it's not like a delicate
am
flower.
Am I being like, aroused?
Like, I don't know if I can feel anything. Yeah. It's like you have to really concentrate. You're like, am I broken? Like, why can't I feel anything? Oh, my God. I'm sorry. We're done. We haven't seen each other in a week and we're acting weird.
The worst is when it's like, all right, it's like going decent. And then they do something that's like, wait, what the fuck are you doing?
One time I had a guy that was like growling while he was going down on me. He was literally growling like he was eating me. I was like, what is happening? It was so weird. I was like 18 though, so I didn't know how to be like, please don't ever do that again.
Just like stare at the ceiling.
I was like, is this happening? Like, it sort of felt like, am I being punked? Like, am I being filmed? Is this real? This is fake. No one would do this thinking this was good. There's no way that he thinks that this is good. But he did. All right. Well, this was fun. Let's get into some fuck, marry, kills.
Okay.
Before we get into our first fuck, marry, kill, I got a word from a sponsor, Felix Gray. First of all, I'm obsessed with my Felix Gray glasses. Mm-hmm. I have two pairs and I wear them like every day. You guys see me wearing glasses on my story and stuff. They're Felix Grays. I don't wear glasses because I don't have bad vision. Sorry. but I do stare at a computer screen all day long and my phone and TVs all day long. That's literally my job. So I get the blue light blockers and then it makes me feel better. Like, I'm not getting as much of a headache at the end of the day. I don't have eye strain. It's really good for you. You might not realize it, but the average American blasts their eyes with bright screens for 11 hours every day. When you consider how much our day revolves around our devices, it doesn't seem so crazy. Like, come on, we're watching Netflix, we're scrolling Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're looking at our laptops in class instead of taking notes. Like, we are looking at our screens all day long. We can't eliminate extensive screen time from our lives, but you can protect your eyes from it with a pair of Felix Gray blue light filtering glasses available in both non-prescription and prescription. So if you do have terrible eyesight, unlike me, you can get prescription glasses from Felix Gray. They filter out 90% of high-energy blue light and eliminate 99% glare coming from your daily barrage of screens. Unlike other blue light filtering glasses, Felix Gray uses proprietary blue light technology embedded into the lens, as opposed to a cheap coating that can easily chip or scratch over time. And the glasses are really cute. They're really fashionable. Big fan of them.
Yeah.
If you see the pink ones that I've been wearing a lot, those are my Felix Grays. I'm a big fan of those, so you can get those. And match me. They're very like Elle Woods, I feel like. Don't go another day looking at screens without the help of some Felix Grays. Go to felixgrayglasses.com/Ellie for free shipping and 30 days of risk-free returns or exchanges. That's felixgrayglasses.com/Ellie, felixgrayglasses.com/Ellie. Okay, fuck, marry, kill. The first boy you kissed, your first boyfriend, and the guy you lost your virginity to. I think those are all the same person for you.
wait, what is it again? The first one you kissed?
Yes.
Your first boyfriend and...
the guy you lost your virginity to. Did you lose your virginity to...
No. Okay. Well, actually, my first kiss, my first boyfriend was the same person.
Okay. Oh.
But it was like my fake... it wasn't a real boyfriend.
Right,
my first
like
real boyfriend, I lost my virginity to. Mm.
But your first like boyfriend that you guys like, he's my boyfriend.
Yeah, my middle school boyfriend. Yes. Is the same person.
Well, the first boy I kissed, I think I'd marry him because he's very smart. He's an engineer now and he's still cute.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd marry him. My first boyfriend. I don't know what he looks like now. I haven't seen him since I was like 13. But I would probably fuck him. I would probably fuck my first boyfriend from middle school because the guy I lost my virginity to sucks. So I'd kill him.
Okay.
Okay. Good talk.
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
That's tough.
I hate these two people more than most people.
Mm.
I hate these two guys.
Great.
They're probably the two guys that I actually like dislike the most out of people so that funny. I interact with. So, but at the time.
Well, but at the time, it's like, doesn't matter. I don't know. I feel like it's now.
I can't answer that. I'll kill them all. Like, really? I would kill them
fuck
all.
Fuck them all. That's really funny. Just kill them all.
Yeah.
All right. I respect that. this one is fuck, marry, kill. Your worst hookup ever. Fuck. I forgot I had therapy at 3. God damn it. Okay. I have to email her and be like, I'm not. Fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck. This sucks. Fuck, marry, kill. Your worst hookup ever.
Mm-hmm.
My mic. It's like your equivalent of your mic.
Okay.
And a really hot guy that's my exact type, but I've never talked to him before, so I don't know if he has a shit personality. Okay. I would still marry Mike.
The worst hookup ever thing is hard to answer because, like, now it's the worst, but then it
but
wasn't.
But at the time, it was like younger. Fine, and I didn't know
it was
any
fine.
Better.
Yeah. I don't know how to answer that. These are hard.
These are hard.
I feel like I have to write them down.
I feel like
a diagram.
I feel like kill my worst hookup ever, though, because I don't want to hook up with him again.
Yeah, actually, I hate him. So.
And I would probably marry my Mike still, because I still think he's a good person. I mean, and everyone can disagree with that,
yeah,
but
God.
I think that he is. Oh, my God, I threw out his sweater last night.
Good. Wait, what was the last one?
And I would fuck the really hot guy that's my exact type, but I've never talked to him before, so I don't know if he has a shit personality, because I fuck all kinds of guys with shit personalities. It's fine. As long as he's really hot and he's my type and, you know, we have fun or whatever.
I agree.
I have one more fuck, marry, kill, actually, and then I'll get into an ad, and then we'll... fuck, marry, kill from the hottest man from each 2010s boy band. Nick Jonas, Harry Styles. Who is James Maslow? Big Time Rush. Oh, James Diamond.
Oh,
Big Time Rush.
Kill him.
Yeah, easy kill
easy
him.
Easy kill.
Fuck Harry Styles,
marry
Nick Jonas.
Yeah, marry Nick, yeah.
I feel like objectively when we were little, Joe was the hot one.
Yeah,
I would still marry
Nick
him.
Nick became the just sexy one. I don't know. Maybe it was because Camp Rock, he was the romantic lead.
He was the romantic lead in Camp Rock. Mm-hmm. Wait, was he? No, it was Joe.
Wait, so what the fuck?
Wait, when did Nick emerge as like the hot one?
Was it when he went solo?
Probably. Jealous.
Jealous was hot.
Remember when Zayn went solo and he
oh my
Pillow
God.
Talk came out?
That's a good song. Like,
Pillow Talk was my sexual
no,
awakening.
That was a really good song.
Like, it's hot. Like, it's a hot song. Him and Gigi in that video, it's like, oh my God.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you, that was my sexual awakening. That was the moment I was like, I like sex. All right. got one more word from the sponsor. Spancer, sorry, I'm slacking. ThredUp. Do you love a good deal, Alana?
I love a good deal.
I love a good deal. It's a big part of who I am as a person. Love to save money. Now, I don't really like going to thrift shops because it overwhelms me. Like, I feel like you walk in and you're like, I don't know what's here. I don't know what sizes are here. I don't know what I'm looking at. I don't know where this came from. I don't know if it's clean. Like, I don't know. Something about thrift stores really overwhelms me. But with ThredUp, it's the world's largest online thrift/consignment store. And you can sort when you're looking for things. You can sort by, like, you know, your size. You can sort by what you're looking for, by brands. It's the easiest way to save money and thrift shop online. And, like, they have good stuff, good brands, and you know it's all triple checked by the people because you have to send it to them to check it. You're not just getting it from some random person. You're getting it from ThredUp. So you know that it's going to be good. So for a limited time, ThredUp is offering Schnitt Talk listeners a special deal for an extra 30% off your first order when you go to ThredUp.com/Ellie. That's on top of the already low prices, so hurry up and take advantage. That's THREDUP.com/Ellie, ThredUp.com/Ellie for an extra 30% off. Terms apply. All right, thank you so much for listening to this super weird fucking episode. Honestly, like, I like the Friday episodes because I feel like it's a chance to just literally sit down and talk instead of, like, having structure. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Anyways, thanks so much for listening. We love you so much. As always, you can send any questions, comments, thoughts, feelings, concerns. If you think you're bad at sex, let us know. Fuck, marry, kill is always welcome. Hypotheticals and would you rathers, let's focus on those. I think we've had enough fuck, marry, kills for a bit. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Hey, we have some merch coming out. Hey. Hopefully soon. Mm-hmm. So look out for that. All right. As always, have a good day, have a good night, wherever you are, whatever you're... I'll just touch this with my mouth. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, hope it's a good one, and we will catch you on Tuesday. To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Midnight into morning coffee. Burning through the hours talking. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. I knew from the first time I stayed for a long time. Cause I like me better when I'm with you.